It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Scheidel. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how are you feeling today?
Pretty good, man. Fourth of July is past, but...
The fourth of July.
Yeah, the superior holiday, Bastille mm-hmm. Day, is coming up next week. Getting my guillotine ready to go. I'm gonna kill some rich people. It's gonna be great.
Ooh, who's first on your list? Who's on the chopping block?
Mark Zuckerberg, baby. Let's go. Let's do this.
You're gonna murder Mark Zuckerberg's baby? That kid is like 3 years old.
Look, man. he's part of the bourgeoisie. He's gonna inherit the means of production. You gotta do what you gotta do.
If you murder rich people young enough, they won't grow up to be rich. I mean, it's obvious.
Yeah, it's true.
That's kind of like capitalism 101, right? I think.
Yeah, basic logic.
It's like obvious. I mean, why not? That's good. That's fun. What day is that happening on?
14th.
14th of July. 10 days after the 4th of July, most American holiday of all time. Pew, pew, pew. That's my, those are gunshots, but also fireworks. Pew, pew, pew. Because America, fuck
well,
yeah.
It's multifaceted like America.
Mm-hmm. You can be white and a man. You can be white and a straight man. You can be
white, a man, and rich.
Yeah. You can be white, a man, and racist. There's so many things you can be here in the U.S. of America.
Land of opportunity, baby.
Mm-hmm. So I've got a question for you, speaking of opportunities. Did you watch Are You the One Second Chances last night?
I did.
I got a follow-up question. What did you think of that segue? Pretty good, right?
It was. If you hadn't asked me, I would still have said it's a good segue.
This week's episode was called Caught Up in the V, which was kind of a quote from Ellie, but not exactly. They toned it down for the episode title, I think, which seemed like a weird move to me. It's like, vagina is not a bad word.
No.
Is it?
I mean, it's not, but I think they probably would, if they had been, like, caught up in D, they would have said that instead of caught up in dick. Like, caught up in vagina doesn't really have the same ring to it.
Caught up in dick is my favorite Dick Tracy episode.
Caught up in dick is my favorite 38 Special song.
So we start off the episode in the house. Devin's talking to his alliance and says, if one of us loses, we need to send in an idiot who might steal the money. Devin, knowing how to play. I like
good
it.
Good strategy there.
So the house has a party because apparently they haven't had a party yet. This is what somebody said. I don't know what defines a party in this house because like they get drunk and fuck every night in this house, so...
Yeah, I guess this like, one, they're just like,
in my experience, that's been a party.
We like, have designated this as a party.
They just put up a banner that says party.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hey, here it is.
Now we know.
There's one person wearing a birthday hat. You know, like the... You know the hats I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what warrants a party. So the house has a party. Geo and Alicia. Oh, man. Are you shipping Nate and Gio like I am? Those two getting together.
Shipping them in the sense that I want to put them on a rowboat and send them out to sea and never mm-hmm. see them again.
What was that book that we all read in middle school about the little girl who like went on a pirate ship?
And shit.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do.
That introduced me to the punishment of, like, putting somebody on ropes and then, like, tugging them underwater.
I feel like I would almost, like, remember it. If I had enjoyed that book, I'd probably remember it, but I just remember not liking it.
All right, let me do a quick Google search of pirate punishment. Let's see what this pulls up. Pirate punishment under ship. There we go. Google filled it in for me, which means I'll probably get a result in 8 years when my internet finally works. Top 10 pirate punishments. This seems interesting. Mm. Ooh, top seven pirate punishments. Number seven will make you squirm. Keel hauling, is that what it is?
I think so.
I like that name. I remember... okay, so do you want to hear the top 10 pirate punishments according to pirateattack.co.uk? Slash...
They literally pirate attack?
Let me give you the whole URL for this website in case anyone wants to read along. pirateattack.co.uk/top10pirate punishments2. So these are the second top 10 pirate punishments, it seems.
Jeez. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah.
Okay, so there's...
Lay them on me, maybe.
There's... And just stop me if you want any more details on any of these. There's marooning, which I think we all know what marooning is. Throwing overboard, that's obvious. Cat of nine tails, ooh, what is that? The form of flogging was ironically a punishment that rarely led to death. I mean, it's just punishment. It's not fatal, right? Like, you don't
if
sense...
You do it, if you do it long enough, it is, but...
But, like, when a judge says, you're guilty, you're going to jail now, it's not... With the intent of murdering them, right?
I mean, unless they
punishment always
to
doesn't
death.
Always. Well, yeah, in that case, sure, but it doesn't always lead to death. Despite its extreme barbarity, oh, maybe I should have finished the sentence. The cat of nine tails was usually an unwound rope whip of nine strands, the ends of which varied. Sometimes the ends were tarred knots, and sometimes fish hooks or musket balls. Holy fuck!
Yeah, those are fucked up.
After the beating, the raw skin was sometimes covered with salt and vinegar to inflict additional pain and suffering. That's rough. Glad we don't live in pirate times.
Yeah, that's not good.
Keel hauling. Victims, often with lead weights secured to their legs, were tied to a rope hanging from the ship mess yard arm. Weird word. The rope and the unfortunate subject were then subsequently tossed into the sea and dragged under the ship's keel on one side and then brought up to the other side of the corresponding yard arm. Aside from drowning torturously slowly, the victim was sure to be cut to bits by the inevitable sores of painfully sharp barnacles glued to the keel and hull of the ship. Oh, man. Walking the plank, selling into slavery. I wonder what that one could be.
Mm.
Dunking. That's when you
get
throw an apple at a target next to them.
No, that's where one of the pirates holds a basketball hoop up behind the other one, and then the person goes and dunks on them, and they take a vine of it, and they all go, oh!
And then everyone says, RIP Vine. Speaking of dunking, I walked past a basketball hoop that was, like, lower to, like, 7 or 8 feet the other day, and I, like, did a quick little hop and, like, pretended to dunk a basketball in it, and then I landed, and for the next, like, 10 or 20 steps, I was super out of breath. Because I am old now.
Oh, you piece of shit.
I know. I need to work out more, I think. The punishment entailed being endlessly dunked in the ocean while suspended from the yard arm. This time, yard arm was two words, but in the other one, yard arm was one word. I never learned any of this from Pirates of the Caribbean.
No, they didn't tell us. All they told us is that...
That Orlando Bloom is sexy. Why is the rum gone? And, like, also a cool sword fight, I guess. Clapping in irons. Victims were locked in wrist and leg irons and thrown into the ship's hold. Alternatively, they would be held on the ship's deck or in the rigging. So they just... Okay, that's not interesting. If that's a top 10 punishment, a top 10 pirate punishment, you know, I think it should probably be number 10. Sweating. I think we can figure out what that one is. And hanging. I wonder what hanging could be.
Yeah, sweating is actually accompanied with dunking, where they make you dunk on a short basketball hoop, and then you're really out of breath and sweaty.
That's what that one 90s Jack Jam was about. Gonna make you sweat. It was about pirate punishments.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that had literally nothing to do with anything. Why did we even talk about that?
Who knows, man? Who knows why people do what they do?
All right. So Gio and Alicia are, like, flirting gross, and I feel like I've changed my opinion on Alicia because she's getting in bed with Gio. Nate and Carolina are also flirty. Nate says, I have this problem where I see a pretty girl and I need Nate to fucking die.
Nate's on that seafood diet.
When he sees food, he needs it because he's starving.
No, Nate's the fucking worst. Like, I was like, oh yeah, I hate him. It's also, it's crazy because it's like, how do people, like, these people all fucking put up with him?
Yeah.
Can you imagine dating him?
No. But he is, like, so wanted by Ellie and both Ellie and Carolina. But he, like, what would it be like to just hang out with him? Like, excuse me.
I don't know about that.
He is the most obnoxious. You didn't see his original season of
Are You Born? No, but they showed some clips from it of him when he was freaking out.
You know how this time he seems like all cool and like he's got this bravado about him. That is a put on. His season of like every time he like puffs his chest in this show, for that amount of time he was crying in a corner because some girl didn't like him in Are You the One. He's the worst. He's the absolute worst. And even worse than that, he was not the only dude like that season. There was another guy who looked very similar to him who did the same thing, I think, on his season. So, who are these people?
Who was it on the challenge that he had, like, a thing with that they were dating?
With Nate?
Yeah.
Was it Christina?
That might have been.
I don't know. I don't remember. Are You the One, even more so than Survivor, it's like, I forget about the people as soon as the show is over, unless they come back, which, you know, they did this time around. Yeah, Nate's gross. Ellie says Nate is caught up in vagina. Cool. And then they get to the challenge, which apparently in this show are called missions, which I think is actually more appropriate. It's not really a challenge. It's not like, lift 100 CTs. Yeah?
Just all the presentation of this, it's not the same without my man. It's just not as good.
Mr. Ryan Devlin, by the way, I don't know if we've talked about this before, he's from the same town Corey is from, which is the same town both of us are from, which is the same town you are in right now.
He's from Grand Rapids?
He's from Grand Rapids, Michigan, yeah. Ryan Devlin.
I did not know that.
What's Corey's last name? Corey, whatever. Jake Scheidel, Tom Powell, all from Grand Rapids, all best friends.
Knew I liked that guy for a reason, yeah. Other than, you know, the fact that he was good at his job.
Good at his former job.
Yeah, jeez.
I know. I think Carano is fine at his job, but he definitely needs to, apparently this is a pirate-themed episode, he needs to find his sea legs, which is also a shin song. Which actually means nothing to this because
it's also,
we didn't
it's
use
also
that
run,
shin
it's
song for
run,
this.
It's also a Run the Jewels song.
Sea Legs or Australia?
Sea Legs.
Why don't they have a song called Australia? Get with the picture, Run the Jewels. So Karamo asks them at the beginning of the mission if they think there are any stealers in the house, and Devin says, I think there are 7. And Shanley says, I might steal.
And the Pittsburgh Steelers come out. They're all
and
there.
And also Drizzy Drake Aubrey Graham.
And Drizzy Drake Aubrey Graham and the Toronto Raptors.
I'm an athlete. Didn't Drizzy Drake, like, have a picture of him after a show, like, in an ice bath or something, as if he had just competed in a professional sports
game? That sounds like something he would do, so I choose to believe that that happened.
I hate him so much. I don't hate him. I'm sure he's a nice fellow, but God, he is annoying.
Yeah, I agree.
So each team has to decide which of them is more of the provider and which one of them is more needy. I couldn't think of a word that wasn't needy, because I feel like needy is like disparaging or something, but you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the needier person has to go inside, and they come back out, and they're all wrapped up in casts. So you can already tell this is going to be a good, fun mission. For the first part of the challenge, they have to... Or the mission, excuse me. I keep writing challenge because I'm so excited about the challenge. XXX Dirty 30. They have to take a taxi to a library and then ask some people on the street for 20 get well messages on their casts, and it's something like 5 on each arm and 10 on the leg or something like that, right? Or maybe the other way around. Doesn't matter.
I mean, they disoriented them right off the bat because they took them someplace they'd never been before.
Mm-hmm. And they were like, I don't remember what numbers are.
What's it there? Like, what's a library? I don't understand.
Well, the funny thing about that is, as I was taking notes for this, I just wrote, they have to go to the hospital, because I was super not paying attention, and also that just made sense to me. I was like, it's a publicly funded establishment, a hospital, because they have casts on.
Mm-hmm.
Do taxes pay for hospitals, or is that a different thing?
Depends. There's government-owned hospitals, and there's privately-owned ones.
Everything should be run by the government. I love the government.
Hell yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Nationalize it.
Yeah. We should privatize the government. Oh, my God.
Well, we are. I mean, we've already got the fucking CEO in chief.
Mm-hmm.
Run it like a business.
The chief executive officer in chief, right? What is...
Yep.
Is that what CEO stands for? Chief executive officer?
Chief executive officer, yeah.
What a fucking racist term. Did we take CEO from Native Americans? That's awful.
Yeah, I think like Sitting Bull was like the CFO of his tribe.
That's why they never finished that statue. That carving, the one by, you know what I'm talking about, the one by Mount Rushmore.
Wait, the one that was carved by the landmark Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, the four of them got together.
The presidents come to life.
Okay, here's the thing people don't talk about Mount Rushmore. It's like Toy Story. At night, they all come to life, and they're all architects. And also the people who build the things.
It sounded like you said Toy Story.
It's
like, Tor, on this show, let's get back to talking about this show.
Okay, so Mike, who last episode we forgot to call the event on NBC the whole time, so bringing that back. The event on NBC tells a bro with a skateboard that he had broken his arm while skateboarding, and the dude was like, right on, bro, and signed his cast. And apparently didn't ask any question about what happened to his leg, but whatever.
Also, yeah, it does not look like he skates.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, yeah, sure, dude.
Like, even if he was wearing a Thrasher t-shirt, I would still be like, that guy doesn't skate.
Wearing Thrasher is skater appropriation.
Aesop and Kalen fall behind because Aesop is too nice to say no to some tourists who want to take a picture with him.
That was pretty great.
And he was like, no, we have to go. Okay, fine. Then they have to meet a clown who counts their get well messages and then gives them a balloon with the next clue. Adam and Shanley get enough messages, but they are on the wrong limbs, so they have to go off and get more. A pigeon then steals Gio and Francesca's balloon, which is probably the funniest scene that's ever happened in this show.
What is it, Gio? Doesn't he say, like, birds are fucking dicks or something like that?
He's like, whose team are you on? Which I actually thought was kind of funny. I was like, I hate you so much, Gio, but that's pretty good. So then the balloon tells them to go to a nearby doctor's office. And then at the doctor's office, the person who does not have the cast has to answer a bunch of questions about their partner, like fill out a form. As Hayden is running through the building, he sees a doctor in one of the rooms and says, are you the doctor? And the doctor says, I am the doctor. That was the entire interaction. Yes, I am the man playing the doctor.
I am the doctor.
Hayden and Carolina fail the first attempt. And then Michaela and Cameron fail their first attempt because in a space where she was supposed to write what cities he's lived in, she wrote for one of them, Mississippi. Which is not a city. That's a state. Alicia and the event on NBC then pull into first place. They don't fall into first place. You can't fall into first. It's not like you're in zero with place. And it's like, now you're in first. Okay, whatever. So the next task is to cut off all of the casts to find the next clue. They have to take a taxi back home. Hayden and Carolina can't find a taxi, and Carolina is freaking out. Also, did you notice that Ellie was wearing a shirt that said Republican Party, Democratic Party, Margarita Party?
Very nice. That's on brand for
her. Yeah, I thought the same thing. Also, like, who calls it a Margarita Party? That's not a... Like, hey, do you want to come to this barbecue? We're having margaritas.
Come to my margarita party.
What are you going to do there? We're going to have margaritas. Oh, so we're just, like, hanging out outdoors in the summertime? Is that all that's happening? I'm not going to any party that Ellie's at. Putting that on record. So Kaylin and Asaph fall into last place because Kaylin got one question wrong about Asaph. She has to run back to him and asks him how he categorizes his eye color because she said they were brown, you know, like a normal eye color. And he says no, he wrote black.
And what?
She got really mad at him. Yeah.
I have black eyes. They're black, like a doll's eyes. Speaking of John.
So the event on NBC and Alicia win. Good for them. Hayden and Carolina take second, and they hug after taking second, but it's very awkward. I don't know if you noticed how awkward their hug is, but they mirrored each other instead of, like, coming into each other.
Yeah, it was weird.
I didn't like it, and it's like, obviously, you guys are not on the same page. Tori and Morgan take third. Good for them. And then all the other team finishes except for Ellie and Nate and Asaph and Kaylin. As Asaph is searching for a taxi on the street, he yells, "Anything is possible!" He is wonderful. I love Asaph so much. Asaph, I feel like Asaph and Gio are, like, to use a cliche, like, two sides of the same coin. Like, Asaph is the brightest, most positive person on this show, and Gio is
the... Wait, that's not what that means.
What does that mean? What does that phrase
mean?
Two
sides of the same coin is not...
It means they're opposites, right? It means they're opposites who have been on the same reality show.
I don't think that's how it's generally used, but...
Is it not?
I would have said polar opposites or diametric opposites.
Okay, well, we're not all as fucking smart as you. Some of us have only seen one Batman movie.
Look, we can't all have seen every Batman movie.
What's your favorite Batman movie?
Okay, no. This is what it means. If two things are two sides of the same coin, they are very closely related, although they seem different.
Yeah, like Gio and Asaph. Both?
Like violent... No, they're not! Violent behavior and deep insecurity are often two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. Violent and insecure, like Gio. Positive and wonderful, like Asaph.
That's not...
Look, I've seen the second and third Christopher Nolan Batman movies. I think I know a thing or two about coins. And I've seen Inception. I think... Oh, wait,
Rachel.
That wasn't coins. That was Tops. I know about Tops also, because I've seen Inception.
Where is she?
I've seen every Christopher Nolan movie. Oh, that's weird. I've seen every Christopher Nolan movie.
Have you seen Insomnia?
No, that's just that's a disease. That's not a movie. No, I haven't. Is that another one of his movies?
It is, yeah.
No, I don't think I've seen that one. I've seen Memento. I've seen Batman Begins. I've seen Batman the second one. I've seen Batman Ends. I've seen Inception. I've seen Interstellar. And that's all of his movies.
Ew.
Yeah, Interstellar was not good. I don't know why it got so much
so
praise.
So long, too. It's like 4 hours long.
Yeah, it's like... It's bad.
You seen the Prestige, though?
Fuck, no! I forgot that was his one, too. I've been meaning to watch
that. That's probably the best Christopher Nolan movie. David Bowie's in it.
I know. He plays Christopher Nolan. No.
I know. He plays someone way cooler. He plays Nikola Tesla in it.
He plays Nikola Nolan. Christopher Nolan's son, Nikola Tesla. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Speaking of Batman movies, or superhero movies, have you seen Spider-Man Homecoming yet?
No, I haven't. I'm going to go
real
see
fun.
That on Tuesday with some friends.
That's fun.
Have you seen Baby Driver yet?
I have. It's very good.
It's good. I like it.
Is it good or is it very good?
It's very good.
There we go. So yeah, anyway, Gio and Asaph, same dude, different sides of different coins. Right? Is that what we agreed on?
That's not a...
different sides
sure.
of different coins. That's what Gio and
sure.
Asaph are.
Okay.
Thank you for agreeing with me. So they make it back before Nate and Ellie, Gio, Asaph and Kaylin. And Asaph apologizes to Kalyn for being her partner because he's so bad at this game. But he's not, though. They didn't take last place. Nate and Ellie took last place, and that's good. So back in the house, Hayden tells Tori that he wants to go into the Choice and steal the money. He wants to get home to Gianna. Because it wouldn't be an episode of Are You the One without mentioning her name. I don't understand why these two became such important parts of this show. They are the two most boring people who have ever been on this show. Like, at least with Gio, it's like, yeah, you don't like him, but at least there's some sort of drama.
Crazy shit all the time.
Yeah. With them, it's like, which boring Midwest state should we live in? Indiana or Ohio? It's going to be shitty either way, but at least we have corn. They're boring, and I don't like them. I want them to not be on my television anymore. Okay, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with them.
Okay, well, I mean, I've watched the next couple episodes, and their storyline will be over sooner rather than later. I'll tell you that much. Tori tells Devin that Hayden wants to leave, and Devin considers throwing them in because it would save Nate and Ellie, who are in their alliance. It's like two sides of the same coin, you know? It's like, I don't like Nate and Ellie, but I do like Devin, and I want to see his alliance succeed. So, the coins, you know? It's all about the coins.
Yeah, it's two things. Well, that actually, you could actually kind of make that work, because it's like two things that you wouldn't normally like associate together, but they're similar in ways that you wouldn't expect, like that they're in alliance together.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, they're like
that. Actually, makes more sense than your other use.
I think what you're saying is they're diametric opposites. Look, I went to high school. I know words.
Got a high school diploma. Maybe you've heard of it.
So the event on NBC and Alicia hang out in the winner's suite. Because they won, you know, and Gio gets so mad about that.
Oh, this was so stupid.
Yeah, he tells Alicia that he would never do that. Really? You would never do that? You would never stay in this suite that was specifically made for you because you won the game?
I'm glad that he immediately had a freak out like this, just because I think that'll, you know, break this up. Because
their relationship?
Hopefully we'll realize that, like,
that he's shitty.
You don't want to be around someone who's so, like, fucking insecure that they're gonna just try and, like, monitor you all the time.
Yeah, I don't know how you can act like that with a person. Like, I feel like if you're, like, a teenager that kind of, that way of acting is kind of understandable because you don't know how to act in an adult relationship yet, but that dude's, like, at least 21 years old. Like, you should know that by now, that you can't be doing that shit. So they get in a fight, obviously, and she says, "You don't trust me," and he says, "I don't trust anybody." Okay, dude, who are you trying to impress? It's so obvious that he's trying to impress people. And it's sad, is what it is. So Gio, Cameron, Michaela, and Tori discuss Hayden and Carolina going in, and Cameron suggests that they save Hayden for a later date so that they can use him as a sort of defense, and then they consider Adam and Shanley instead, because they also considered stealing it. Well, I think it was obvious that Shanley wasn't actually going to steal the money, but
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. They played this up. They played this up like it was like dramatic, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Also, they didn't really address the fact that Adam and Shanley were on an opposing alliance to them, which I feel like they should have made more of an effort to. I don't know. It's just like, there's two alliances in the house, and they haven't really addressed that much. There's, like, the Devon alliance, which has some people in it, and then there's the other alliance, which has some other people in it. But unless you're paying very close attention, you're not really sure who is in what alliance. It's the people from the first three seasons versus the people from the last two seasons. But there was, like, one line, and unless you've seen every season of this show, you're not going to know that. So, Be better, editors, producers, directors, whoever makes those decisions.
Yeah. I just always get distracted by Shanley's name being Shanley because there is a Twitter user named Shanley.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there are a lot.
Is, like, notorious. No, but, like, is, like, kind of Twitter famous, but is just notorious for bad takes to the point that it's actually kind of endearing. Like, I kind of love Shanley's terrible account, but she was the one that had the, when Carrie Fisher, you know, had like, fallen ill on the plane or whatever.
Yeah.
And people were like, you know, Carrie's a fighter or whatever, like, you know, we're rooting for you, Carrie. She was the one that had the one that was like, let women die. Like, that one that was like, oh, I'm sorry that she has to do emotional labor for you by not succumbing to this.
That's funny. What was that one? The one that's like, on a date, it's like my date. I'm kind of a feminist, and it's like me scrambling to think of something feminist to say. And it's like a screenshot of, I don't remember who tweeted it, but it was like, I hate it when girls die.
No, shout out, Squid Dad. On Twitter, he's extremely good, but I think he had one of my favorite instances of this, which is a text conversation that's like, it's like, I'm having some lady problems this month. He's like, oh yeah, like equal pay and that. And she's like, no. He's like, no, I'm having my period, you idiot. Like, you weirdo.
What was his, he had a tweet the other day that like blew up, not blew up, but like got a decent amount of retweets and likes, and it was like, something super relatable, and it's like, look at how relatable this is. Everybody should retweet this, like, threading it, and everybody was just liking it, and it was like, no, do not retweet this tweet. Only like it. Or whatever. I don't remember the exact phrasing, but I like, retweeted that one that was saying, don't retweet this tweet, and it was very funny. I liked it a lot. Twitter is good. It's the best website since Neopets. I think we can all agree on that.
It's true.
Speaking of animals, you want to talk
about... this is what it was. It was the tweet for this is, when your friend cancels because she's having lady problems, but you a feminist and know there are a lot of lady problems. I've just been in bed all day, lady problems. Then just like a, you know, like, face emoji.
Mm.
Oh, bummer. Like the wage gap? No, I'm literally on my period. What's your fucking problem?
This is called Twitter the Podcast. Oh, shit. That's a really good idea for a podcast. It's actually not. It's a really bad idea for a podcast, but it would be very fun. Just an hour of two or three people going through some very good tweets they've seen in the last week. I love
it. And also name dropping Squid Dad. Formerly Dak, because he's a, I consider him a friend.
I would consider him a Twitter friend. I wouldn't call him a friend. We've never had a conversation in real life. I don't think we've ever DM'd each other. But we have had multiple conversations, public conversations, on Twitter. So
You haven't slid into those Doc Martens?
I have not slid into those Doc Martens. Thomas calling back to a joke he made before we started recording. I got some Doc Martens yesterday. Not like the real ones, because those are like
$200. People will call Doc Martens DMs sometimes, and I think it's really funny every time I hear it.
Yeah, I think it's funny when people talk about sliding into those DMs, but they're not talking about Twitter. It's like, hey, DM me on Facebook. What? Who are you, my mom? No. I'm not DMing any... I'm PMing people on Facebook.
Like when you're,
DMing people on Twitter.
It's like when you're, like, typing or anything, like, you're just, like, on your laptop, and an old person, an old is like, are you blogging?
Yes.
Oh, you're blogging.
Actually, that's a fair assessment. Old person,
it's like,
most likely,
the way they use, like, blogging or, like, downloading.
Are you downloading a tweet? I'm actually downloading several tweets right now, Dad.
Old man.
Old man. My dad's going to be 60 this year. That's
so
old.
My dad's also going to be 60 this year.
We have the same dad. We don't have the same dad. Do you think that our dads... Oh, my God. Okay. Neither of them are going to care about this.
Do you ever wonder what would happen if our dads, like, teamed up? Like, what they could accomplish?
Am I wrong to think that if our dads got together, they could take on any NFL team?
Yeah. Am I wrong to think that if dads put a team together, they could dominate the NFL?
I mean... There are a lot of dads in the NFL. Our friend of ours from high school is married to a dude who is a dad in the NFL. Did you know that?
Oh, it's Breezy, right?
Yeah, Breezy, whatever her last name is now. Yeah.
Yeah, that dude plays for the Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Quoth the Baltimore Ravens. Bet they've never heard that joke before. Quoth, say the Raven, there's a whole body under these parts. The parts being wooden slacks that make up the floor.
That's not...
It's Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe, he wrote The Raven all about...
They're all in the same extended universe. So the Telltale Heart is beneath the floorboards in that.
I am honestly surprised that...
Oh, that you know they're going to do... Now that I've said it, you know they're going to be like, oh,
what a great
Edgar
idea.
Allan Poe extended universe films. They did it with the fucking monsters. They did it with, like, Godzilla, so why wouldn't they?
Godzilla, Loch Ness, Edgar Allan Poe-ness. That's a pretty good Jay-Z line. 444, but 10 years ago. Have you listened to that yet?
No, I don't care.
I have the same opinion of every Jay-Z album.
I'm sure it's the best album he's put out in a little while, but, like, Jay-Z's recent output is very bad for the most part, so...
I was in an Urban Outfitters yesterday, I am sorry, and I saw their new releases, vinyl, setup. Display thing, and one of their new releases was Humans, the new Gorillaz album, and I was like, cool, that's a good album. It was $30, and I was like, no thank you. But one of their new releases was Jay-Z's The Black Album, which I believe came out in 2001.
Was it like a reissue?
Nope, as far as I could tell it was the original.
Yeah, that came out in like, I think that came out in like 03 or 04.
Oh, either way, not new.
No, not at all.
Unless it came out within the last year, I don't consider it a new album. Even Humans, I wouldn't consider a new album.
It's not that new. It came out...
Like a month ago.
Like, no, longer than that. It came out like 3 months ago.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Jeez, wait. Get with the picture, UO. Okay, let's continue. Were we talking about wildlife shots?
Alive.
There's some pigeons.
Now we've talked about wildlife shots.
Now we've talked about wildlife shots. Let's talk about The Choice. I don't know why I said it like that.
So yeah, they both choose share.
They both choose share. Was there anything else
that happened? The buttons say Sonny and Cher, and you have to pick your favorite member of it. And obviously they pick Cher because Cher is a million times better than Sonny Bono was.
Do you believe in love after love? That's her song, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's also, I believe it's life after love. I felt real embarrassed. But sure.
No. It's about taking a second chance on love. That's why it's the theme song to both of this podcast and also the show. Are You the One? Second chances. Okay. So they share it. Nate and Ellie are gone. Hooray!
Yeah, I was very excited to see Nate leave.
I'm so much happier to see them leave and not Adam and Shanley, because they're one of my favorite teams. Favorite teams, who do you got? Who you got there on your favorite teams?
Number one with a bullet, Team Princess 2, the sequel to Team Princess.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Devo and Rashido.
Yep, very, very good. I like, you know, what's the Israeli guy's name again?
Esau.
That team? Hey, Esau's Fables. Love them.
That was awful.
And...
Mm-hmm. Who's your number three? Did you just forget everyone's name? What are they like? What season are they from?
Who's even on this fucking show?
It's easy to forget everybody. Of the people who are left, which I know they already got rid of our favorite team, who was Derek and Cass. Yeah. Crank that. But are they?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess I don't really care enough about the other teams.
It's fair. Mine would be... Devin and Rashida also. Asaph and Kalen also. I like Tori a lot. I don't care for Morgan very much. So I'm not going to pick them. Oh, man, I ran into the same problem you did where I can't think of anybody else. Who's some good people? I guess Adam and Shanley would be my third.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess Adam and Shanley.
They're the originals. That's what they called themselves. So Devin said that in this season, or in this episode, that there would be 7 Steelers. So far, there have been 0 Steelers. I'm keeping track of how many Steelers there would be. Okay, so are you excited for the challenge 30, Dirty 30, Triple X, Dirty 30? It's porn this time.
When does it start?
That's the slogan. July 18th. So I believe, what day is it today?
So it's a week from Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Which Tuesday I'm going to see one Carly Rae Jepsen.
It hurts me. It hurts me. I'm very happy for you, but I wish I could be
Thank
there.
Thank you. Well, you can't. I mean, I guess you could if you RSVP'd and came down here.
I think it's probably too late to RSVP.
Most likely, yeah. Hey, when you're in your house in America, you're American, right?
You son of a bitch. Don't you fucking dare take
but
my joke.
If you're in any other
European.
Part of... If you're
in, European.
Yeah, I was going to say you're RSVP'ing.
You fuckhead.
We agreed to make that joke, and it didn't seem like you were going to make
fucking
it, so I made
Carlos
it.
Carlos Mencia over here.
Thank you. He's a successful comedian.
Dane Cook.
Hey, if you're in any part of your house,
that one guy, that gave the commencement speech where he just straight up stole a Patton Oswalt bit. You remember when that happened?
No.
Or no, it was the valedictorian speech. That's what it was.
Hey, if you're in your house, where are you from? America. If you're in another part of your house, where are you from?
You're gonna end this podcast
early. Okay, so the challenge. Look over. No, okay. This week, let's pick our favorite persons. By their gender. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Who do you think is going to win the whole thing? CT. You said. Okay. You know what? I think it's going to be... I think it's Derek's time to shine from Are You the One?
Oh, I forgot he's on there. Yeah. He's a strong contender.
Yeah. He's, you know, lost. He's lost both the shows he's been on so far. But I think it's his time to shine. So good for him. I'm looking forward to him winning the challenge 30-30. I don't know how he's a dirty player, but I also don't really care because I'm just happy he's on the show. Who of the female contestants do you think will win? Do you want me to run through them again?
Wait, are they doing these separately?
Yeah, it's always separate. I think. It would be weird if it wasn't.
Well, they have, like, teams.
No, it's an individual challenge.
Oh, this one's individual. Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to run through all the contestants again for you?
Because
I'm sure you forgot most of them. Amanda, Anissa, Ashley, Brittany, Camilla, Cara, Jemmy, Jenna, Kayla, Latoya, Marie. I almost said St. Thomas as if that was a person. Nicole from Battle of the Bloodlines. Simone, Tori, Veronica. That's all of them.
I'm going to make a bold prediction. I think this is the year that Anissa finally does it.
Was she about to do it? I was thinking about that, but I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be... You know what? I think it's going to be another Are You the One Person? I think it's going to be Tori.
Okay.
Who I think is...
Man, how mad would all the challenge people be if two Are You the One people beat them?
Very mad. I think it's going to be great, though. Survivor Triple H, September 27th. I have some more information on Season 6 of Are You the One. It will be filmed in New Orleans.
Ooh, exciting.
That is all the information I have on Season 6 of Are You the One. All right, hashtag CT on Survivor. I wrote... Hey, this is what I wrote on this thing. Survivor Fan Jury. It's a Facebook group I joined in the last week. And everybody was like, hey, that would be very cool. And here's some other people I would join. I think would be good on Survivor. I also wrote on Survivor Fan Jury, hey, what about a second chance style show? But this time, it's third time people, and it would be called Third Time's a Charm. And I listed a bunch of people. Here's some information I found out. You remember Scoopin? Michael Scoopin? You remember Michael Scoopin? He was on Second Chance. Well, he's in jail now. Do you know why he's...
Why is he in jail?
Child porn.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Which guy was he?
He's the guy who fell into the fire in what's it called? Australia, second season of the show, and then he came back for Second Chance. Oops, and then he got in jail for child porn. So he's not going to be on it, but most people thought it was a good idea, except for some fuckos. Do you want to hear the fuckos?
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Put them on blast.
Pete James. Three times is too many. Oh, really? Is that why Ozzy? Is that why Suri? Is that why Rupert? Is that why Boston fucking Rob have played four times? Fuck them. Michaela has only played two times.
Yeah, idiot. Have you considered that maybe three's not enough?
Yeah. I think...
Also, Third Time's the Charm is great, but also Survivor 3's company would be extremely good.
That would be a very good title. Okay. Michaela, I think we need to play as many seasons as it takes for Michaela to win.
I'm with you on that one.
If it takes like 9, if it takes 14
seasons.
Have her
at every season after this.
Yeah. You got Jeff Probst will be like, you guys, I know that you counted, and there's only 19 people this season. It's because Michaela's fucking back. Let her win. Just do it. She deserves it.
Just let her win. So, hey, guys.
Hey, you guys. Maybe let Michaela win this time. Anyway, you can follow the show on Twitter, DYWSLN. I've been meaning to make a meme, but I forgot because I've been doing other things. So, I have not made that meme. Anyway, you can follow me on Twitter, Jake Shadell.
Follow me at Tone on Tom. It's a better account than his.
I mean, you can follow both. You can follow all three accounts that we've mentioned.
You only follow one Twitter account this summer.
It should probably be Squid Dad.
Yeah, I agree.
You can follow us on Facebook, so you can like us on Facebook. Don't follow us because we don't post anything on Facebook, but you can like the podcast. Thanks. You can email us on the internet. I don't know what I was going to say about that. Our email is didyouwatchlastnight@gmail.com. If you
send us an email, guys, don't be about this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you email us, remember to sign it, your pal, Jeff Probst. And as always, have yourself one great summer this summer.
Have yourself a merry little summer, and deuces. In the morning you go running for the man who stole your water.
Would you get a tattoo of a brand name on your body if they paid you a lot of money?
No.
What if it was Pepsi and you got it on your arm? Like CM Pepsi.
Like my boy. Yeah, maybe.
What if you got Pepsi? What if you got Pepsi on your left arm and Coca-Cola on your right arm?
I get Pepsi and Coke on my knuckles, and I'll hold them up, and I'll be like, love and hate.
Mm-hmm. And do like,
it'll be like, yeah, it'll be like, I'll be like Radio Raheem and do the right thing.
You
two are constantly at war with each other.
You can like put a picture on Instagram, but then like half of it is in black and white.
Also, because I wouldn't have enough room for Pepsi, because it's five letters. I would just have the S and the I would bump on my pinky, so it would look really weird. And then Coke would fit just perfectly. So
yeah,
that one would be normal.
Or you could put the P, like the first P, on the top of your thumb, so you can always.
That'd have to be like this.
Yeah. You know, Pepsi, they sponsor my knuckles.
But if I don't do my hand right, if I just hold it out like this, I'll just say Epsy.
Epsy.
Like, what?
I love Epsy. Do you mean you love EpiPens? Do you have a lot of allergies?
Do you
mean
love EpiPens? Etsy? Are you into crafts?
Are you into craft EpiPens?
This is an artisanal EpiPen.